We've heard so far about Radha's qualities relating to her body and to her speech. Now we will hear about 10 qualities of Srimati Radharani that relate to her mind, how she feels. The first of these 10 qualities is Vinita. Radharani is humble and meek. Once, when Srimati Radharani could not get through to Krishna, she went to the banks of the Yamuna and broke down crying. Her tears overflooded the Yamuna, so that finally Yamuna Devi came out of the riverbed and said, "My dear Radha, your tears give me so much pain. Please order me to pacify Krishna and make him inclined towards you and bless me." So Srimati Radharani, feeling so humble and meek, could not really speak but just offered some blessings for Yamuna. So then Yamuna Devi had a plan. She went to a nearby grove in the forest, and when she came out, she looked exactly like Krishna. She had already that black effulgence, but now she was having a shirt, very tight pants, a crown, a lotus flower in her left hand, and in the right hand, with her right hand, she posed as if she was lifting the Govardhan hill. So in this beautiful form, she went and passed Krishna, who sat there being sulky. When Krishna looked at someone who looked just like her, he became attracted to his own form and developed a great desire. He said, "Tell me how I can attain you. I would love to embrace you because I feel so attracted." Then Yamuna spoke out, "If you wish to attain me, there is only one way. Give up your anger and take full shelter of Srimati Radharani." This is what Krishna did. Yamuna had seen that Radha was so meek and humble. She needed to do something for the benefit of Radha. So Krishna bowed down, and very humbly addressed Srimati Radharani and made up with her. So from that day, Radha gave a blessing to Yamuna. She said, "My dear Yamuna, as you are dear to me, so are the lotus flowers which are bobbing up and down in your water. From this day on, I will hold a lotus flower from your waters in my left hand, and with the right hand I will bless you and all the devotees." You can see this form of Radha, for instance, in London and in Paris, where Srimati Radharani holds in her left hand a lotus flower, and with her right hand she bestows blessings. I heard this pastime from His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj, and I was very, very much intrigued about Sri Radharani's mind, what she felt. You will be surprised. There are so many moods and feelings emanating from Radha, but the center from where all this emanates is only one mood, Mahabhava, or the highest degree of love for Krishna. Let us turn again to Srimati Radharani on this day. Pray, meditate, glorify her, simply be mindful of her, and there will be tremendous benefit. Yeah.